It's not what you have, but what you do with what you have that drives purpose living. Today on Growing Hope, we move closer to a balanced life by taking time to review the resources that we have for living in purpose and on purpose.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we invest time together to live bold, live in purpose, and live out extraordinary. You're designed to live extraordinary. You're designed to thrive. You can be more than you could ever imagine. The only thing holding you back right now is you. And today we begin to tell you what's what. Hello, I am Catherine Lang, your resident Hope Smith and Dream Igniter, because I believe that it is possible. And once you believe it is possible, you're positioned to make it happen. So let's make it happen. When it comes to living a bold life, you need to have a foundation for balance. You need balance for anything. When I was 8 months pregnant with my second son, I was very, very pregnant. The OB would joke every time I came in to see him, and he would say, you know, are you sure you're not carrying twins? Which I guess he thought was funny, but I wasn't, so I didn't. He knew I wasn't, but he still gave me a hard time because it looked like I was carrying an entire squad. It felt like I was carrying more than one. And add to that image the fact that I'm only 5 feet tall and there's only about 12 inches between the bottom of my rib cage and the top of my pelvis, and there's not a whole lot of room for all of that baby to fill. So my stomach had grown straight out. If you've ever been carrying something, a box or a basket, and you can't really see over that basket, and you have a tendency to run into things, that's what I was doing day in and day out. That's what I was carrying around. If you're wondering what it's like to try to walk around without your balance, just pretend you're pregnant for 8 months with baby sticking straight out in front of you. Every day I had to take inventory of what I had and what I would need because I would have to have someone else get it for me. Is that dish on the second shelf? Nope, I can't get it. I'd have to use the stepladder. And there's no telling where that would end up. Not too long ago, I saw a meme that was showing just a picture of all these cherry tomatoes laying on the floor. And the writing on it said, my 8 month pregnant wife just messaged me to come home because she spilled the cherry tomatoes on the floor. And I got it. I understood what she was going through. When you don't have your balance, you can't even bend over to pick up cherry tomatoes. The struggle is real, and the struggle in life is real as well when it comes to balance. You need balance to get things done, and you need to know what resources you have available so you can make certain you will be able to gain your balance. When you review your resources, think on these things. Gifts and talents, those things that you have naturally. Skills and education, what have you learned? Relationships and connections. Who do you know and who do they know? Stuff, finances, belongings, property, things, and mindset, grit, guts, the can-do, never-quit kind of attitude. You can do more than you imagine is possible, but it helps to know what you have to do it with. When we were attending a potluck event, which wouldn't normally have been a problem, but it was right after I was recovering from being sick, and I didn't want to be around people, much less, you know, have to take something. And between not feeling well, just getting over it, and having to do all this work, I was off balance. And when Mama's off balance, the whole family's off balance. I knew I had to make something, but I didn't want to go to the store because I was already just trying to work up the energy to go to the event. So I went to the refrigerator, I went to the pantry, I went to the freezer, and I took inventory. I reviewed my resources. I had some homemade Bisquick mix, and I had some leftover vegetables. So I asked myself, if you can make cheese balls by adding cheese to the Bisquick mix, and you can make sausage balls, why not make veggie bites? I did. Everyone loved it. I reviewed my resources, and I made it work.
Your resources will help you walk out your balanced life when you take a moment to measure all of your resources. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll take an account of the resources of Growing Hope.
This world can be a troubled place full of storms and negatives that are determined to drag you down and crush you. Hope makes a way. The Reflections and Hope newsletter seeks to instill the courage that your heart needs to live out a bold life grounded in hope. Visit www.hopeboost.com, that's HOPEBOOST, and sign up now to begin receiving your copy of Reflections and Hope.
Start now living the life that you dream and desire to live. You are designed on purpose and for a purpose. Planted deep inside you right now is a seed that will grow up into your unique purpose when it is uncovered and nurtured. At Peculiar Productions, we help you uncover that heart seed so that you can harness your passion into a purposeful life. Visit www.pqproductions.com. That's PECUPRODUCTIONS. For more information about how we can help you begin to live your uniqueness so that you can soar into your world of possibilities. You have a purpose that is unique to you. Dare to live outside the box and fulfill your dreams.
Travel along with Cal, Preston, and Spencer as they search the Alabama Gulf Coast, Gulf Shores, and Fort Morgan to Dolphin Island, Fort Gaines, for a treasure hidden away by centuries.
You dare uncover the secrets held by Mystery Rock? Come along in Catherine C. Lang's new middle school tourism fictional novel series, Scouting Out Adventure. Get the first book, Mystery Rock, in paperback and ebook at Amazon.com or CatherineLang.com.
Welcome back to today's Growing Hope, where we're building a foundation for balance by taking inventory of our resources. I am Catherine Lang, here to dare you to live your extraordinary. Connect with me at www.harnessyourwhy.com to learn more. You have more available to you now than you realize. Even if you know how much you have in one area, it's likely you haven't counted the value of what you have in another area. We all do it. We see what we see, and we miss what we take for granted. I have a friend that works with abused women in Honduras. She posted just this morning about how they are almost out of water. And by out of water, I mean like the entire country is almost out of water, not just her facility. She reminded her readers that anytime you turn on a faucet and water comes out, you should be thankful. It is a resource that you don't think about. Have you ever considered the running water as one of your resources? Probably not, because it's such a natural part of our day. It's such a natural part of where we are and who we are, that we don't think to put it in the resource category. Many of the things that will be a powerful benefit to our journey fall under the same forgotten resources category for one reason or another. That's why it's so important to review your resources so you know what you have and so that you can remember what you have forgotten. So first, make a list of all your gifts and talents. And I do mean all of your gifts and talents. What are some of the things that come naturally to you or that you know how to do or seem to have known how to do before you knew how to do things? Make the list as long as you can. And if you get stuck, ask the people around you what tasks they would turn to you to get completed. Ask what gifts and talents they think of when they think of you. Remember, sometimes the resources that we have are overlooked because they're so common to us. They're so natural. Second, you're going to make a list of all your skills and education. Again, nothing is too big and nothing is too small. Did you get a degree? What did you learn in pursuit of the degree? And I don't just mean the title on the degree. What classes did you take? What groups did you join? What jobs have you had? And what skills did you gain from those jobs? Don't forget your hobbies and interests. You learn things from those activities as much as you do from a formal education. And those learned abilities can be important resources. List them all. What courses or classes have you taken through the church, the community center, the other programs around you? They don't have to feed into your formal education to grow up your resources. You just have to be in a place where you're learning and growing to be able to add it to your list. The third thing to review is your relationships and the relationships of your relationships. Think of this as your own 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Only you are looking at the people around you and the accumulative wisdom, experiences, connections that all reside within the people that you know. A friend of mine was applying for a job at a company and she mentioned it to me. Well, I had just met one of the founders of that very company at an event I had attended a few weeks before. Why don't you come with me? I told her. I'll introduce you. She didn't even know I knew anyone at the company, let alone one of the founders. If you don't know the connections or resources of the people around you, ask them, who do you know? Who do you know that might can help me get connected here? Or who do you know that might can help me with this situation? You don't know what you don't know. And you sure don't know who's connected and where they're connected if you don't ask. Fourth, what is the stuff you have? What's lying around you right now? Or what do you have access to? Again, make an inventory of all there is. This will not only help you with reviewing your resources, but having a detailed list will be beneficial if something unexpected and horrible happens. Just before the tornadoes came through in our area, I was writing in 2011, I was writing insurance articles, and this was one of the tips in one of those articles. So I went through the house and I made a resource list of everything in every room and did it by room. When I had to fill out insurance forms, I had all that information right there. I didn't have to go get it. If you really want to get detailed, make a list of all the books you have and put an asterisk next to the ones you've read. You may have the answer to your world domination already sitting on your bookshelves. During your inventory time, you may discover things you don't use or don't want, or discover things that have a lot of value that you can turn into a fluid resource, you know, cash. To help you work out your next step, cash is a very valuable resource, so you may can turn your stuff into that. The more you invest in knowing what stuff you have, the better equipped you will be to use what you have. And finally, review your mindset. The mind comes up a lot with me because it plays such a powerful part in where you go and what you do. So write out the things that you're thinking. Keep a journal of ideas. Daydreams, dreams, inspirations, random thoughts. Mine your mind. A little side note here. has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but my children have been playing Minecraft since they were younger. But I always, because they learned to build and they counted and they did all this stuff, I always thought it was Minecraft. So that was one of the annoying things that I would do to them. I would call it Minecraft. I still do, just to annoy them. But we're going to mine your mind, which is what they do in the game. They mine, which is why it's called Minecraft. Just so you know. But you never know where your next idea or inspiration is going to spring up. I do guarantee you your next success will begin with what's in your mind. Mind. But mine your mind so you know what you've got. Holidays have always been a challenge. Or at least they were a challenge when we were lacking in resources. And I had to learn to get creative. I wanted to make sure that I gave my kids stuff, and I wanted to make sure that I was a blessing to the people that have been a blessing to me. When I would stop and review our resources, even though I had been saving money, I didn't have the finances that I wanted to have in order to do everything. But I did have lots and lots of stuff. I've always had lots and lots of stuff. People like to gift me stuff. Now, probably because I homeschooled for 17 years, but some of it is just random. Anyhow, as a homeschool mom, I did have paint. And I also had blank cards because at that point I was doing things for my mom's business and for my brother's business. So I had blank cards, paint, and time because at that time my boys were napping and sleeping really well. So I looked over these resources, I thought about these resources, and I chose to allocate my resources with the money going to gifts for the boys and a little set aside to help boost what I had planned. Over the next month or the month prior to holidays, I was hand painting holiday cards and I was baking. So my dad got a container of his favorite cookies. My extended family and my neighbors received a variety of treats and leftovers that were perfect also for us. And then the boys and I got to spend time together because they came up and helped me bake. We all invested and utilized our resources to get things done. The cards were also a labor of love, and I received thank you notes for the Christmas cards I sent out, and then I responded to the thank you notes, and then we began to build our relationships from that investment. When we review our resources and put them to work, there's no telling what's going to come from that. You've got what it takes to get done what you need to get done, or at least you've got what it takes to get done where you are when you know what it is that you have. Growing Hope needs to take one more quick break, but when we come back, we'll review the resources for reviewing our resources.
Are you caught in the hamster wheel of life, going at full speed but only spinning the wheel until you stumble and the wheel is spinning you? Do you want to get it all done, but you aren't even sure what might be involved in your all? The Whiteboard of World Domination helps you get off the wheel and define your rules so you can take control of life one bite-sized piece at a time. Are you ready to create your change and dominate your world? Visit www.whiteboardofworlddomination.com.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope. That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us. In fact...
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum!
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I have a secret. Actually, I have 8 secrets, and I'm going to share them with you. Hi, I'm Catherine Lang, and I am the Husband Whisperer. I've learned the secrets for having the perfect spouse.
The Husband Whisperer by Catherine C. Lang. Available at most online bookstores, or you can purchase your copy by visiting www.catherinelang.com/books.
The music for this production was created by Kevin MacLeod and Incompetech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by attribution.
Welcome back to this final segment of today's Growing Hope, where we have been reviewing our resources so we can get things done. I am Catherine Lang, Encourager Extraordinaire and Focus Coach. If you need help reviewing your resources, we need to talk. Visit www.coachforfocus.com.
You want to get it done. You want to take the next step. You want to make the next move. You want to do more or be more. In order to do that, you have to know what you're starting with. Review your resources so you can weigh what you can do where you are. What are your gifts and talents? Those things you are naturally good at doing and that are so second nature you don't even recognize them as special. What are your skills in education? The things you have learned, the abilities you've acquired, or the information you've gleaned? What are your relationships and connections, the people you know and the people they know? What is the stuff around you, the things you use or have stored, or sometimes that you've forgotten all about? And what is your mindset? What is your mindset magic? The ideas, imagination, dreams, thoughts, tidbits that are just floating around up there. When you measure your resources, you begin to discover you have more than you imagined. When you write down all that you have, writing it down helps you see who you are and what you have and understand that there's more there than you could have discovered on your own without taking the steps. You are unique in all the world, but you are truly extraordinary. Most of my life, I was the go-to person for encouragement and support. So much so that in high school, my parents put in a second phone line so that they wouldn't have to keep getting up and answering the phone. I mean, that continued all the way, you know, college. Even after I got married, people would call me to talk to me about their problems. Because of this natural tendency, I considered going into counseling in some form or another. Instead, I landed in leisure services. And yes, leisure services is a real degree. I found out that when I would focus on serving people, hospitality, another one of my gifts, and programming social activities for people, I built up the relationships that would create opportunities for me to be a support and encouragement in their lives. It's only been over the last few years that the people around me have pointed out that encouragement is a gift. And it's not something that everyone comes by naturally. And it's only because I've been reviewing my resources and I begin to see that as a unique resource that I've dared to step into coaching and encouraging others. Even though I have done similar things in the past, it's only now that I'm beginning to pursue boldly this new direction. Had I never reviewed my resources, I would never have uncovered that heart seed, that uniqueness that was planted in my heart before time began. Or at least it would have taken much longer, even than it did, for me to uncover that. You have to know what you have to make the most of where you are. And only you can know when you review your resources. Someone else can tell you, but until you grasp it yourself, you won't believe it. So what do you have? I'm so excited that you joined me for today's Growing Hope. And I know that if you're struggling to understand your resources or to make those lists of all your uniquenesses, that you... going to someone else can help you. And if you don't have somebody around you right now that can help you, reach out to me, please. This is a passion of mine. I thrive when I have the opportunity to help others see their uniquenesses. You can email me at contact@growinghoperadio.com, or you can connect with me on social media. You'll find me on Facebook as the Catherine C. Lang, or elsewhere on the internet as Catherine C. Lang. Or you can visit the Growing Hope Facebook page. Until next time, remember, I am Catherine Lang, your Rainbows and Lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share with you help establish a foundation of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.